Buongiorno, people. It's Anna Marie here from Pursuing Compatibility. I'm your genie, but within reason. All you handsome men, you beautiful women watching, I'm going to compliment you and you're going to take it. So there. Ha! I am with my lovely brand advisor and friend, Gaston. Say hello.
Au revoir. I'm just kidding. Hello. Buongiorno.
And what are we talking about today, guys? We're talking about people's, men and women's fear of commitment. And how it's a crisis, darn it. It's a darn crisis because everyone deserves some love and hugs and smooches, right?
Yes.
Right. So let's review the reasons for fear of commitment, shall we? Before we get into our discussion. Okay, so a couple reasons are feeling smothered. It's pretty reasonable. Not getting enough space. No freedom. No time with friends. Fear of responsibility. Fear of not being compatible with someone because of intelligence differences, extreme belief differences, different viewpoints, extreme personality differences, extreme health or fitness differences, fear of getting bored, fear of growing apart, which happens, it's going to happen anyways. If you're with someone at 19, like, and you're like 27 or 28, you might have grown apart anyways, just because you evolve and you're psychologically not developed till 25 anyways.
Or you're lucky.
Or you're just lucky. But that's not as common anymore. He's not helping. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Growing apart related to change of ambitions. You know, what you are at 19 could be very different than what you are at 30.
Yep.
Your goals.
Yep.
Let's see here. Long distance delaying being together for too long. Yeah, that's about it. What do you think? What are your thoughts on fear of commitment? Tell us. Tell the audience, how have you evolved?
Like you said, one of them wants to party and the other one doesn't, wants to settle down. So the one that wants to party doesn't want to settle down with that other one that's ready to commit. So they run away or they party and they keep doing their thing until they're ready.
Well, and then also a point to consider is, what is the definition of settling down? Because people have different definitions of what settling down is.
Like what?
Well, some people are settled. Some people's goal in life is to settle down, meaning like having kids and have family, but that's not for everybody. Some people want to have adventures and travel first before they even think about that.
True that. Didn't think about that.
Yeah, so I think some people should keep that in mind before they like freak out. Oh my God, I'm going to commit to like a wonderful woman that hugs me every day. That's so scary.
Yes.
God forbid you're hugged every day. I know it's very scary, you know. Like, how did you evolve from, like, before? And, like, what made you want to, like, commit to your honey bunny?
I was single for a while. So, I had to learn to live by myself and know myself as a person before I can even decide to love someone else.
But you were with someone before, though.
Yeah, but I wasn't ready. I did it too soon.
Okay, so, yeah, you weren't psychologically developed yet.
Yeah, I was still a kid.
Yeah, that's true. How did you change the negative to the positive? You
know what I'm saying? I learned from my mistakes.
Well, so with regards to feeling smothered, that is a valid point because I hate feeling smothered. Like, I need my space or I'm going to like go insane.
Yeah.
So I think some people, to be fair, I think some women or even men, this has happened to me, they're completely unintentionally smothering due to maybe lack of love in their life growing up or just personality or brain chemistry, whatever it is. So instead of being smothered,
find out the other person's personality.
Yeah, finding the balance between lovey-doveyness and not smothering the person where you're like, oh my God, like, it's a little too much. Don't call me 20 zillion times a day. That's a little excessive, you know. What about the not getting space and no freedom, no time for friends? What about you? Do you make time for friends right now?
Not really. Right now, I'm too focused on what I want.
Why not?
Because it's a distraction.
Why?
Because they're not going to help me with my, I don't know, work, school.
But don't you need that balance, though, of space to breathe?
Well, that's why I was right there when I was single. I'm not single anymore. Sorry.
Sorry, this love muffin is taken. I've been crying every day over it. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Well, but I still think it's important to get space, because if you don't get space, you start losing appreciation for each other.
For granted. As far as space, yeah, I mean, I need my space every now and then. Sometimes I just need to, like, hey, I need to go fishing or play basketball or something.
Yeah.
It's healthy to be by yourself every now and then.
That's what I'm trying.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm referring to.
Of course.
I'm not saying you don't have to party all the time. No. Just space.
Yeah, no party.
He's a good boy. You're so cute. So let's look at things from a positive angle, okay? So the positive angles of commitment would be you're sharing, instead of looking at it as like, oh my God, I'm scared of commitment, like I'm going to be like suffering forever, you know? I mean, is that how you look at your honey bunny? Like you're suffering?
Suffering, no.
You know, some people see it as suffering, like in a commitment.
No, well, back then, yeah, when I was younger, because I wanted to have fun, I wanted to go out and hang out and be partying. I wasn't ready to be in a relationship, but now that I'm older, no, I don't see it as suffering.
Now, instead of suffering, how do you look at it from a mature angle? Like, be specific.
My partner, somebody that I'm learning to live with.
And grow with?
Well, yeah, and grow with, sorry, yes, yeah, and grow with, like obviously, because really it sounded negative. Like really
learning
messed up.
sounds really bad, learning a little bit. Just say,
I want to grow. Somebody to grow with.
There you go, that's a positive spirit. Also, because one of my girlfriends is fear of commitment, I told her, one of these days you're going to fall in love, and then you're going to tell me, Anna Marie, what happened to me. I'm like, you got sucked into the Anna Marie contagious love fest.
Yes. The heart wants
what the heart wants, and eventually love is gonna win whether you like it or not, you know. But yeah, also think of it as more like you're sharing a life with your best friend and lover. You know, a relationship is what you make of it, really. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then think of it also as you can get compliments every day, guys. So imagine a woman going, man, those muscles are like really like phenomenal. I'd love to like touch that all day long, you know? And then your guy's gonna be like, oh God, you're so like cute, you know? Like,
huh? I don't know about that.
I'm just using an example. Yeah, like I went on a date with a guy and I was like, dang, how much like muscles do you have? He was like a tank. Wow. Like seriously, he was like, I don't even know. It was like he was Superman. I don't even know how to describe it.
Superman,
and I told him that, and he was like, man, you're making me feel so good. Like my ego is all boosted.
Nice.
Here. So yeah, think of it, the compliments, you're boosting your ego. I've never really been like afraid of commitment. I'm just like, I just think of relationship as like an adventure. That's how I look at it. Okay, guys. Also, please, if you have a chance, please watch. My videos on why it's important to date, so we don't sell ourselves short sometimes, so that way you can see who you're compatible with and who you're not, you know, date within boundaries. And please do check out my video on why great guys settle. But all in all, the lesson is, should we be afraid of commitment? Should we or should we not? That is the question.
That is the question. It is entirely up to you.
That is entirely really up to you, depending on if you're evolved after the age of 25 or not. And if you are, you know, if you see your relationship as adventure or not, you know. Okie dokie, alrighty guys, so please like, subscribe, and comment below, please, you handsome men and you beautiful women that are watching. I love you, man. And please don't forget to check the online shop below for fun and fun. This is Project to Reduce the Loneliness Statistics. I want to help people not be lonely anymore. And please don't forget to check out other videos. And have a good day and good night, people. Okie dokie. Ciao. Bye.